The thing about hip hop today is it's smart. I mean, you know, a lot, it's insightful, you know, and they, you know, the way that they can communicate a complex message in a very short space is remarkable.
All right, y'all. So here's the deal. I want to talk about this real quick before I get into it, all right? Is that cool? In my lifetime, this is the most important presidential race ever. Ever. And I think that is really, 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 really important for anybody out there within the earshot of my voice to register to vote and go out and vote. But more importantly, I think it's more important that you vote for Barack Obama. I don't want to get too preachy, but this whole set is really based around how I feel. And I don't really get a chance to do sets like this too often. So I'm really excited to do it right now. Because most of the time, you know, you come and see me at a club, I'm rocking some shit, we're all getting drunk, we're all fucking having a good time. But it's not usually conscious. And this is the most conscious thing I've done in a minute. You might have heard the anti-war mix I did before we went to war under the same fucked up president. And here's our chance right now, man. Here's our chance to actually make a difference and change the way things are. And I think Obama, even if he does, even a third of the shit he's talking about doing is way cooler and way better than what we've got right now, A, and B, what John McCain has planned for us. I'm sorry. All due respect to that guy, but I just think he's old politics, and we need new politics. We need new shit going on. We need new ideas, man. Anyway, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to get into this set. But thank you guys for being here, and thank you guys for listening to this wherever the hell you are in the world.
Have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon, very surprising that we all could see the plight and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon, very surprising that we all could see the plight and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be?
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Mother, should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government?
I would like to take this opportunity to publicly apologize to the world for the crimes committed by my government.
Mother, should I trust the government?
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem. Is the problem. Is the problem. Is the
problem. Mother, should I trust the government?
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn, I said never. Here is a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did. I wasn't with it, but just that very minute it occurred to me, the suckers had authority.
Government is the problem.
Government in our names, not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths, no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our names will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real. Real. Not in our name. Not in our name.
Yeah. America, we are better than these last 8 years. We are a better country than this. On November 4th, we must stand up and say, eight is enough. it's time for them to own their failure. It's time for us to change America. Tonight I say to the people of America, to Democrats and Republicans and independents across this great land, enough!
Can.
Come on, everybody, we know you can.
Now, see. has to come together.
And if we work hard enough, then we can do it, brother.
You like it or not, just give it all that you got.
And if we work together, I'm sure we'll accomplish a lot.
We gotta make this land a better land. The only way we can is each and every man. Lends a hand because we can. Yes, we can. Oh, why can't we? If we want it, yes, we can. Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Oh, why can't we? If we want it, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Oh, why can't we? If we want it, yes, we can. I know we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Oh, why can't we? If we want it, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Oh, why can't we? If we want it, yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
It was a creed written into the founding documents that declared the destiny of a nation. Yes, we can. It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed a trail towards freedom through the darkest of nights. Yes, we can. It was sung by immigrants as they struck out from distant shores and pioneers who pushed westward against an unforgiving wilderness. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes,
we can. Now's the time for all good men to get together with one another. We got to iron out our problems and iron out our quarrels and try to live as brothers. And try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And do respect the women of the world. Remember, you all had mothers. We gotta
make this land.
I know that we can.
I know darn well we can work it out. Well, yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Oh, why can't we? If we want it, yes, we can.
I know we can make it work. I know we can make it if we try.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can.
Great gosh, you might.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can.
It was the call of workers who organized, women who reached for the ballot. A president who chose the moon as our new frontier, and a king who took us to the mountaintop and pointed the way to the promised land. Yes, we can, to justice and equality.
Obama, act like Vietnam, Barack on in the drama. I think you're gonna wanna vote Obama. Obama, Iraq like Vietnam. Barack gonna end the drama. Run, go tell your mama about Obama. Obama, Iraq like Vietnam. Barack gonna end the drama. I think you're gonna wanna vote Obama. Obama.
Something is stirring. What the naysayers don't understand is that this election has never been about me. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you. For 18 long months, you have stood up one by one and said enough to the politics of the past. You understand that in this election, the greatest risk we can take is to try the same old politics with the same old players and expect a different result. You have shown what history teaches us, that at defining moments like this one, the change we need doesn't come from Washington, change comes to Washington. Change happens. Change happens because the American people demand it. Because they rise up and insist on new ideas and new leadership, a new politics for a new time. America, 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 America. This is one of those moments. Those moments. Those moments. Those moments. Those moments.
Hey. Rubbish.
We know how difficult it will be. But I also know why we're here tonight. We're here because we still believe that change is possible. 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 We cannot afford to wait. We cannot wait to fix our schools. We cannot wait to fix our healthcare system. We cannot wait to put an end to global warming. We cannot wait to bring good jobs with good benefits back to the United States. We cannot wait to end this war in Iraq. We cannot wait. 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 We cannot wait.
Obama.
The president. I nominated
Obama.
The president. I nominated
Obama.
The president. Nominated
Obama,
the president.
The brother's gonna work it out. 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 The brother's gonna work it out.
Let's go to work!
About me.
He don't give a shit about the economy.
People in the streets, people hurting bad.
People lost everything that they ever had.
You can make a difference and I can too.
How about it, America? What you gonna do?
You said no, you can't cope. Get out and vote. Vote for you know who. You said no, you can't cope. Get out and vote. Vote for you know who.
John McCain has voted with George Bush 90% of the time. 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 Senator McCain likes to talk about judgment, but really, what does it say about your judgment when you think George Bush has been right more than 90% of the time? I don't believe that Senator McCain doesn't care what's going on in the lives of Americans. I just think he doesn't know. 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 He doesn't know.
It's been my honor to welcome my friend John McCain as the nominee of the Republican Party. Well, I'm very honored and humbled to have the opportunity to receive the endorsement of the President of the United States, a man who I have great admiration, respect, and affection. I appreciate his endorsement. I appreciate his service to our country. The good news about our candidate is he understands this is a dangerous world. And there's still an enemy that lurks, an enemy that wants to strike us. And this country better have somebody in that Oval Office who understands the stakes. And John McCain understands those stakes. And when the American people take a hard look, they're going to feel comfortable, like I feel comfortable, in recommending him to take my place. Take my place. Take my place. Take my place.
No apologies, though, for a musical parody that many around the world took as a true sign of his thinking.
I guess my question is, how many times do we have to prove that these people are blowing up people now, never mind if they get a nuclear weapon? When do we send them an airmail message to Tehran?
That old Beach Boys song, Bomberam. Bomb, 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 bomb. Anyway.
When veterans are together, veterans joke. And I was with veterans and we were joking. And if somebody can't understand that, my answer is please get a life.
4 more years, 4 more years, 4 more years, 4 more years of that.
F that.
Instruments of terror, terrorism, terror, 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 terror
To vote for me, if you are willing to stand with me, we will win the general election, and you and I together will change this country and change the world.
Thank you.
know. What we have seen is that America can change. That is the true genius of this nation. What we have already achieved gives us hope, the audacity to hope for what we can and must achieve tomorrow. We have a choice in this country. We can accept a politics that breeds division and conflict and cynicism. We can tackle race only as spectacle, as we did in the OJ trial, or in the wake of tragedy, as we did in the aftermath of Katrina, or as fodder for the nightly news. We can play Reverend Wright's sermons on every channel, every day, and talk about them from now until the election. Or we can speculate on whether white men will all flock to John McCain in the general election, regardless of his policies. We can do that. But if we do, I can tell you that in the next election, we'll be talking about some other distraction. And then another one. And then another one. And nothing will change. That is one option. Or, at this moment, in this election, we can come together and say, not this time. This time, we want to talk about the fact that the real problem is not that someone who doesn't look like you might take your job, it's that the corporation you work for will ship it overseas for nothing more than a profit. This time, this time, we want to talk about the men and women of every color and creed who serve together and fight together and bleed together under the same proud flag. We want to talk about how to bring them home from a war that should have never been authorized and should have never been waged. And we want to talk about how we'll show our patriotism by caring for them and their families and giving them the benefits that they have earned. I would not be running for president if I didn't believe with all my heart that this is what the vast majority of Americans want for this country. Not easy, and it will not happen overnight. It is going to take more than big rallies. It's going to require more than rousing speeches. It will also require more than policy papers and positions and websites. It is going to require something more. Because the problem that we face in America today is not the lack of good ideas. It's that Washington has become a place where good ideas go to die.
Up there. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Do you like hip-hop?
Of course.
Who do you like?
You know, I gotta admit, lately I've been listening to a lot of
Trip.
Yeah, you know, it tells a story, and you know, he's got flow.